Okay, today's daf is Bamitzia daf Chaf Beis, and we are on Chaf Aleph and Beis. Yesterday we started the discussion of Yeyush Shalomi Das. We discussed the stipler and the other suggestions of the Achronim relating to the approach to the machlokas of Abaye and Rava. Why would you say have a Yeyush? Why would you say lo have a Yeyush? Is it all about potential? Is it about Lamaisa? Do you think actual Yeyush is going to occur or not? That was all this big sugya right here at the beginning of the second parak of Maseches Bamitzia. Keep in mind also the one-liner of the Kutzker that is much quoted, Yeyush Shalomi Das. If someone has Yeyush, if somebody gives up hope, then the Shalomi Das is because they're not thinking properly. Kodesh Baruch Hu tries to make every situation in life something that everybody can handle, and therefore Yeyush is Shalomi Das. Okay, that was that's the Kutzker. But let's continue. So remember, though, we are in the Sugya, and remember the comment of the Ravid, which all the Achronim tried to figure out. The Ravid's comment in the Shidduch Kabetzes here, where the Ravid says, well, there's a difference between Brera and Yeyush Shalomi Das, and it's known to the Maven. And it's known to the one who understands. Like, what does that mean? So we saw Rebbeir Simcha, we saw the Maritz Chayis. That was yesterday's discussion of the relationship between Yeyush Shalomi Das and the Sugya of Brera. We always comment that Brera is related to other Sugyas of Asmachta and of Tanai, but the Ravid adds on one more. The Ravid says, you know, you can throw in Yeyush Shalomi Das, but you must be Mechalik between them, and it's up to us to figure out what does the Ravid mean in terms of the distinction between Yesh or Ein Brera, which is also about future events impacting past statuses, and Yesh Shalomi Das, which is also a similar idea of future Yesh impacting right now. Good. And the last point we mentioned right before we stopped in the last year was just a thought related to Matnis Aniyim, which is asked by the Emek Bracha in the Torah Zroim, Rav Parmanshik. Where he discusses, we know by Truma, we know by other Matnis Kahuna, once I separate them, they now belong to the Kohanim. I just don't know which Kohen. I have Tovas Hana to choose which Kohen. What about Matnis Aniyim? When I left Leket, when I left Peah, right, as the last Mishnah that we did describe, does that automatically become owned by the Aniyim? I just don't know which Ani. Or is it no? It's earmarked for the Aniyim, but it is not owned by the Aniyim yet. Are we mechalik between Matnis Aniyim and Matnis Kahuna? You know, how much did the Aniyim own it? Right, Nafkamina is, let's say the Aniyim don't take it, as was described in this last, in the last discussion. You know, could the owner get it back or not? Meaning, does he have to do a legal kinyan? Was it just allowed for the Aniyim to take it, or did it actually belong somewhat to the Aniyim? That's what we said. The Mefarshim on the Mishnah asked there in Maseches Peah. You know, once the Nemoshos go by, once hope is given up, why isn't the Bailim kone it again mitam kinyan chatzer? Right? Why do we say that? Oh, other people or anybody could get it. So that also relates to that sukkah. Okay, so now let's continue where we're up to. We're up to the seventh Tashma. Right, there are many in this blot and a half of Yeyush Shalomi Das. I think there are 11 rayas that are tried to be brought to one sheet or the other sheet. We are up to number 7, about 10 lines up at the bottom here on Chaf Aleph Mabes. Says the Gemara, Tashma, Kitzios Baderech. If there are cut figs on the floor, Rashi, Te'enim Shekotetzinos on Be'izemel. Right, there are cut figs. V'yafilu B'tzad Sadek Sios. Let's say there are cut figs right next to a tree or a field that had figs. So you know pretty well, you know, where it came from. Right? The chances are. V'chein te'ena hanot el adarech. Or let's say you have a fig tree that's hanging over to the street. U'matza te'enim tachtecha. And there are figs on the ground underneath the tree. So chances are that it came from the tree. Am I allowed to take it? Right? Is there hefker yet? So says the Gemara, says the Braisa, Mutaros Mishum Gezel. It's based on the Mishnah in Maisrus. Mutaros Mishum Gezel, Buturos Ben Amaiser. I'm allowed to take it. Mutar Mishum Gezel. It's obviously people are mafkirid. Upituros Ben Amaiser. And it is pater from Meiser as well, because it is considered hefker. Tosas points out on top in Peturos only if the hefker was done before Gemar Malacha. If Gemar Malacha was done, that would be a problem, because then it was owned at the crucial moment in the processing. Okay, but either way, the Gemara says you're allowed to take it. But the end of the last line says b'seisimu b'charuvim aser. But if it is olives or caribs, which are more chashuv, so then they are aser. You're not allowed to take them. Mishum Gezel. So says the Gemara, Bish, Lamar, Reisha, La, Abaya, Lo, Kasha. I understand the first part of the Brisa is not a problem for Abaya. Why? Amem Abaya says, Yesh, Lo, Midas, Lo, Have, Yesh. And therefore the Seifa is fine. Meaning the person did not give up hope. We assume, how are we interpreting this source, that the person found the fruit before the Bialim knew that they were lost in the street. So this would be a case of Shalomidas, but we assume once he realizes he will have Yeush, so it's Yeush Shalomidas. So according to Abaya, the Seifa makes sense. The Seifa fits it because it says Usser, meaning the Yeush Shalomidas is lo have a Yeush. The problem for Abaya is the first half. So, Bishlam Bareshala, Abaya Lokasha, Agav de Chashivi, Mimash Beshbehu. Abaya says, because the Kitzios are so Chashiv, he's constantly checking them to see if they're there. So that's not Shalom Midas. That's Midas. Because I'm always trying to make sure to know where my dry figs are. Te'ena Nami, and even the Te'enim that fell down, Nami, made the Yada Denatra. I know that. He would be so focused on their growth, he would know when they would fall down. So again, this is not a case of Shalom Midas. We can assume that he already knew about it and therefore had Yeush already. That is why in the Reisha, Abaya would agree that he could take it. El Seifa LaRava Kasha, but according to Rava, who says Yeush Shalom Midas is Yeush, a later Yeush is good enough for us, and therefore the Reisha fits in. The Reisha says the Yeh Shalom Midas would work. What about Zeisav HaCharuvim? El Seif El Rav Akasha, Diktani B'Zeisav HaCharuvim Aser. Why would you say it's Aser? Yeh Shalom Midas have a Yeush. You should say that they're Hefker. Amr Rabbi Yevo, no. Shiny Yeush. Hoel V'Chazuso Mochiach, Shiny Zayas. Hoel V'Chazuso Mochiach Olav. Olives are different. Since their appearance prove and reflect about themselves, they are recognizable. Rashi says, Mar iso nikar shalmihu. Everyone can tell they're olives. Everyone can tell, those are mine. So therefore, he doesn't have Yeush. The first part of the answer is war for Rava, for Abaya. Well, it's not Shalom Midas. Now we're saying, well, there's no Yeush here, because Chazusa mochir alav. V'yaf agav denatrin zese, and even though his zese fall down, made the yadia, he knows. He'll know which are his olives. Duchka de inish, inishu. And in the place that it fell down, and these are the olives, I know they're mine, and therefore I don't have Yeush. So that is the Gemara Yehalkei, I feel the Reishon Ami. If the Duchta, if the place proves the person and proves the ownership, so why do you only say it by Zeisim and Charuvin? Rav Papa, Te'ena im Nefilasa nim Eses. By the figs, by the Te'ena, right when it falls down on the street, it gets mushed and it gets disgusting, and therefore Yeush occurs. So that is a true case of Yeush Shalom Midas, but the other cases is not, there wouldn't be Yeush there, so therefore Abaya and Rava both have a way of reading this this discussion of the Kitzios, or on the side it says Kitzitzos, no problem. Good Tashma, next try, last line. Haganav shenotal misev v'nasan lazeh. If a ganav takes something from A and gives it to B, v'chein gazlon shenotal misev v'nasan lazeh, or a gazlon takes something from A and gives it to B, and therefore, again, the issue is there going to be Yeush? V'chein yardain shenotal misev v'nasan lazeh, also the yardain takes something from here and gives it to there. What does that mean? It means, let's say there's a river. Rashi says it's not Dafka the Yardain. Rashi says, V'chein Shar Naharos. You have a water source. You have a big river that overflows its banks and goes into someone's backyard and takes some lawn furniture and it takes it downstream, and then 2 miles down it deposits it on somebody else's backyard. So is that now Nikna to the person whose backyard it is in now? Yeah, should we say that the Yardain was makne from one to the other? So v'chein yardik shaltam yisev nasan lazeh, mashanatal natal, mashanatal nasan, yeah, it now belongs to the new person, the one who the ganav or the gazlon or the yardain gave it to. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, bishlama gazlon v'yardain dekachazi lehu miyayish, find the case of gazlon and yardain, there the owner, we can assume that the owner sees it happening, and right when the gazlon takes it, and right when the yardain takes it, we assume there's yayish. He knows about it, and that's Yeush Midas, and that's why it works. Eleganov, but by the Ganov case, right, remember what the Gemara describes in Baba Kama, Ayin Tes, what's the difference between Ganov and Gazlan? So by the Ganov case, Mika Chazilei Demiyayish, so does the person see, does the owner see that he will have Yeush? We assume, let's say he didn't realize that it was Nignav yet, And if you didn't realize, then his yesh is going to be shalom midas, and therefore, back to the question of, it sounds like from here, yesh shalom midas, have a yesh, because even the case of Ganov works. Kasha on Abaya, right? Yesh shalom midas, have a yesh, sounds like from this source. So answer the Gemara, no, tir Gemara, papa, balistim izuyim. No problem. No, our case here of Geneva is really listim izuyim, so it's really the person does know about it. The owner knows, armed guards, armed masked robbers, listim izuyim. So that's a case where it is midas. So the Yahachi Aino Gazlan. If that's what the case is, that isn't that two cases of Gazlan, so why does it talk about, call it Ganuf and Gazlan? Answer, Tre Gavni Gazlan. It's really two types of Gazlanim. A regular Gazlan is where I just grab it from you, and you can see who it is. As the Gemara describes in Baba Kama, a Gazlan is Mashveh, Kvod Adam and Kvod Hashem. A Gazlan doesn't care about either Kadosh Baruch Hu or human beings, therefore he just grabs it. And that's somewhat better, in a sense, than a ganuf who puts the kvod of a person above the kvod of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because he says, oh, Hashem doesn't see me, even though he takes it in stealth. Right? And that's what the Gemara says there, in Merubah, that a ganuf is the one that's chayev kefel and chayev dal vehei, because he is the one that puts people above HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? The mashal given there, that if you don't invite anybody to your party, fine. But if you invite all the servants of the plebeians, and you don't invite the servants of the king, you know, that's a slap in the face of the king, that's even worse. So that's what the Gemara says here. Maybe that's what it's talking about. L'maskana, what we consider listim mizuyim is a discussion in the Rishonim. Because again, if you think about it, it has elements of both. Gzela, we assume, is an act in public. This is an act in public. Armed robbers with masks on. So it's an act in public. So on the one hand, they're gazlanim. But on the other hand, they do hide their faces. And they are nervous that they don't want to be seen by people. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they obviously don't care so much about. So that makes them a little like an oven. So the Rambam and the Ravid debate this in the beginning of Hilchos Geneva, where the Rambam discusses the definition. Ezel ganav. What is the definition of a ganav? Says the Rambam. Zel okeach mamon adam baseser veina bailam yodim. Somebody who takes mamon of a person baseser in private, and the bailam don't know about it, right? Which would make it sound like armed robbers are not ganeva. They'll be gzela because the owners do know about it. Kigon. But he gives the example. Haposhet yadul tokis chavera. What is the classic case of ganeva? A pickpocket. You put your hand in front of somebody else's pocket. Put your hand in somebody else's pocket. V'lakach ma'osav vein b'ilam roin v'chein kochli yosav azeh. Avalam lakach begaluyu b'farhesia. But if you took something in public, b'chozek yad ein zeganav elagazlan. Fine, that's the definition. Then the Rambam says lofichach. Therefore, so what is this therefore going on? It's going on the first half of his statement or the second half. Lofichach listim mizuyim sheganav eino gazlan elaganav. Therefore, says the Rambam, listim mizuyim, armed robbers that have masks on, that steal, they are considered ganavim. Aval bisha b'ilam yovdim b'shar sheganav. Even the b'ilam know. Why? Because the Rambam is clearly putting this into the second, a violation of the second. Lokach begaluyu b'farhesia b'chozak yad. The Rambam says that is not. This is not gali b'farhesia b'chozak yad. Because they have masks on, it must be talking about the first type, right? Baseser. Even though Bailam Yodim, but Bailam don't know who it is. The Rambam seems to be saying that. Bailam Bailam Yodim who it is, and therefore that's enough to be a ganav. The Ravid here jumps on the Rambam. Amar Avram, hi Piska lo mechavra. I don't think it's true. And he goes through why he thinks it's gazela. The Magen Mishnah here says, Alkein Yeshli Lomar, Ditarti Gavni Listim Izuyamika. Maybe there are two types of Listim Izuyam. Two types, chad, kegon b'nei ben yoyada, ongon b'al ishchem, she yegozlin miad b'aylim, v'eilu afilu nechbu'u dinan kegazlan, she'inam mitchav'im b'shvil shelo hayu lochim miad b'aylim, ala kadei shelo yishmer adam mona mayem. Well, why do they have masks on? Is it just for the element of surprise? Are they really trying to hide their identities? So again, all of these details go into the definition, right? Maybe Rebbeinu Beis HaMikdash Bez is going to have to figure out, you know, who's a ganav, who's a gazlan, to be mechayev kefel. You have to know what some of these cases are considered. That is one point on the Gemara. The other interesting point on this Gemara is the Yerushalmi. So Pashtus, in this Brisa, in this Tosefta, we have ganav, gazlan, and yardain, all referring to taking items from one person, bringing it to another person, and whether there is yeish in that case. There is a Yerushalmi that understands V'chein Yardain, the last phrase in this brisa, as in a totally different context. The older Rishonim here quote the Yerushalmi. They quote Rashi, and then they quote the Yerushalmi. Avo b'Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi in Maseches Chala says this last line has to do with Kedushas Haaretz. What's Kedushas Haaretz? We know the Pesukim describe at the end of Sefer Bamidbar the borders of the land of Israel. One of them is the Yardain. The Yardain is the east border of the land of Israel. The Yardain. Shaha Yardain ha-yamafsik bein Eretz Yisrael la-Eretz ha-amim. Vechem en ha-gulos ha-yardain. Kiddich siv v'ha-yardain u-gvul. The Pasuk says, or he quotes it for the beginning of Dvarim, Gimel Yud-Zayin. V'ha-yardain u-gvul. U-mishum ha-chi ka-amar ha-cha. And that's what it means here. What if the Yardain goes over its banks to one side or the other side, or moves the border? She'ilu natal ha-yardain me-eretz ha-amim v'hirchiv b'gvul ha-aretz. What if the Yardain moves eastward, and now Eretz Yisrael is larger? Harei k'mashe nasan v'hirchiv l'eretz Yisrael v'kedushas ha-aretz. Mashe nasan means what is given, it's given. If it moves the borders, and now there's more Eretz Yisrael, it has kedushas ha-aretz. V'im nimshach eitzel ha-aretz v'nasan l'eretz ha-amim. And if it went westward, and now there's more land on the east side, to the Eretz Amim, Al Chutz La'aretz Yechashev, Shakasiv Tala Gvul Ha'aretz B'Yardin, Kedachsiv V'ha Yardin, U'Gvul V'Hashta Yardin D'Naka Dafka. And according to this, argue on Rashi, remember what Rashi says? Yardin is Hu'adin L'Chol Chanaharos. Other rivers too, the same thing, because it's talking about a Geneva Gzela issue. Not Geneva Gzela, but just a property issue. But says the Yerushalmi, quoted here, I'm reading it from the Rashba, that it is has to do with Kedushas Haaretz. Ulafizen, if that's true, then in the next line you're not Gores Yardin. Bishlama Gazlan. You don't say Bishlama Gazla Yardin. Yardin has nothing to do with this. Yardin has another issue. So that is an important Yerushalmi, which if we think about it, the Achronim wonder, how is that possible? You know, there's a whole process of being Makadesh Eretz Yisrael and sanctifying the Azaros and sanctifying this Kibush Rabim, this David HaMelech, even if he wanted to go by himself, maybe there was a Kedusha. And all of a sudden here, if the water goes a little extra to one side or the other side, that's already an automatic Kedusha. So the Dvar Avram, other Achronim also, the Dvar Avram in Chelek Aleph Simen Yud says, Gzeres HaKasuf. This is the Gzeres HaKasuf of Yardain. The Yardain is there. The Eretz Yisrael doesn't only, if a human being is involved in the Hakdasha, then fine, there's a whole process. The Bezdin's involved, we bring Karbanos. But when it comes to the Yardain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in the Yardain. You know, where the water goes, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who wrote the Torah, who told us, Yardain is the border, he's the one that's moving the border here. And therefore, says the Devar Avram and others, it's a Gzeres HaKasuf of Yardain. Okay. Vaita, let's continue. So Tashma, next try to prove Yesh Lo Midas or not. So Tashma says the next Tosefta. Shataf Nahar Korav Eitzav Avanav, a similar discussion. If the river washes away somebody's boards or stones, V'nasu B'sof Sadech Haveiro, deposits them in someone else's field, Hare Elu Shelo, V'bneshin Es Yashua Bailim. So the Bailim are allowed, the new Bailim are allowed to keep it, because the original owner had Yeish time, but then it's Yashua Bailam. So we say, oh, it's only because there was actual Yeish already. Hastam alo. Mashba, that if it was just Stam, if we didn't know anything about Yeish yet, you would not be able to keep it, even though Yeish would occur later. Another Raya, Yeish Lomidas, lo have Yeish, Hachamayaskinam, Kishiyachal Lahatzil. Now, our case is where the original owner could have saved his items. So he didn't have Yeish on it. He could have saved it. If you would have saved it, then why does the next line of the Tosefta say, if you see the owner running after them, then you have to return it. But if you see, if it's a case where the Bailam could save it, even if the Bailam wouldn't be running after it, if you see there's a flood, and you see somebody's lawn chair going down the street, so you're allowed to keep that. You know the guy can go get his lawn chair. It's not a humongous flow with the river overflowed. It's going to the bottom of the road, and then it's going to stop, and everybody's stuff gets stuck there. You're allowed to take his stuff? No. He didn't have... It's Yechol Mahatzil. So why does the Brisa say that only if he's running after it? So answer, HaKamayaskinon be'Yechol Mahatzil al Yedei HaDchak. It'll be difficult to save it. He'll be able to, but it'll be difficult. So now the question is, does he have yeyush? If it'll be difficult. Miradfin lo yayush. If he's running after it, so then we assume he did not have yayush. In miradfin yayushim yayush. If he's not running after it, so we assume he's thinking, oh, it's too much of a bother, it's too difficult, so therefore he would have yayush in that case. But again, it would be a case of yayush midas, not shalom midas, that it didn't happen yet, and therefore it's not akasha on Abaya. Good, next. Tashma, the Tosefta in Trumos says, and this one has a lot of discussion on it. Ketzad Amru, what's important about this following source? This is the fourth. I think this is number 10, if the calculations are correct. This is the first one that is no longer about Yeush. We are now expanding. We, up until now, might have thought that Yeush Lomidas is a limited sugya about Yeush. This Gemara that we're about to see has nothing to do with Yeush. It has to do with future Gilui Das, future revelations of what a person thinks would have impact on past events, which is similar more to Brera issues, but as the Ravid said yesterday, never the twain shall meet. But again, this is not about Yeush, but it is about future thoughts, which we will see have impact. So, Keitzan Amr, Atarim Shalom, Midas, Trumas, or Truma. What's the case, asked the Tosefta, that somebody is allowed to take off Truma for someone else without his permission? Hatarim Shalom, Midas, Trumas, or Truma. What's the case that works? So, Hare, Sheyara, Latoch, Sada, Chavero. Velikate, somebody goes over into their friend's field and gathers their fruits, Vitarim Shalom, Bershus, and takes off Truma without permission. So what's the halacha? Is it truma or not? So im choshish mishum gezel, if there's a worry of gezel, of stealing, ain't truma so truma, then it doesn't work, right? If you can't steal and make truma, if somebody's not interested, v'im lav truma so truma, and if there is no issue of gezel, then it would be good truma, truma so truma. So says the Gemara, well, so what are the rules? How do you know if it's gezel or not? Uminayin hu yadeya im choshish mishum gezel lav. How do you know if this was done properly or not? So hare, shabab, balabayas, umatsu, if the owner comes back, I, at 9 o'clock in the morning, took off truma for him. And then at 10 o'clock in the morning, the owner comes back and says, hey, what'd you do? What was his reaction? V'yamar lo klach etzel yafos. If he says to me, why didn't you give the better fruit to the Kohen? Klach etzel yafos. So, was he being serious? Or was he being sarcastic? Why didn't you just give my whole property? You know, why didn't you just give it? Give everything. So, was he sarcastic? Was he serious? Well, it depends. Did he have better fruit? So, im nimsu yafos ben, if he does have better fruit than the ones you gave, then we assume he was being serious. Why don't you give the better ones to the Kohen? Truma so truma. V'im la, but if you took his best stuff, and he doesn't have better stuff, then we can assume he's being serious, he's being sarcastic, he's just annoyed, and he shouldn't have taken it. So, v'im lav, ain't truma so truma. And if he does not have better fruit, then we assume you weren't allowed to do it. What if he didn't say anything? What if he didn't say, either way, he just came, he's like, oh, okay. Right, he didn't say anything. So Shimon Gubetza says, if he didn't say anything, it's like Nichalei. You can assume that he would have protested had it been a problem. Liktu, and what about this case, though? What if he didn't say anything, and then Liktu HaBailam Bohosifu Alam? What if the Bailam came, and the Bailam wore Mosif? The Bailam added on to what you did. Benkach uvenkach trumasu truma. So then, in any case, doesn't matter what he said. If it was mosif, then trumasu truma. Then the truma would be truma because he added on. So now says the Gemara, v'chi nimsu yafos ben trumasu truma. So what is the Tosefta say? If there were better fruit, then it would be truma. One minute, at the moment that he was mafresh for his friend, he didn't know whether the owner was going to be happy with this or not. A later Nichalei, a later Gili Das now, has an effect. Amai, so why should it be Truma in any case? But isn't a Detarim at the moment that he took off Truma, the moment that he was Mafrish, Halo Hadayada, right? The owner didn't know about it in order to be Megala his Das. So why should that work? Isn't that similar to a case of Yeh Shalomi Das? It's Ratzon Shalomi Das. Right? It's not Yeh Shalomi Das, it's Ratzon Shalomi Das. Why is that? Why does that work? And again, it's generalizing it. Answer, Tirgama Rava, Liba Dabaya, Achtus at its best. Right? Machlokas Abaya and Rava. Maybe Abaya couldn't figure this one out or he wasn't there. Rava says, I'll give an answer for you. Rava says, according to Abaya, the Shavi Shliach. The case in the Tosefta is where he appointed him a Shliach to be Mafresh. He just didn't tell him how much to take off, as we'll see soon. But that's the case. So again, this has nothing to do with Shalom Midas, because he made him into a Shliach. the Granat here is the one that points out that now we have just generalized out of the world of Yeish. In Simen Kuf Nun Aleph, the Granat says, you know why this is okay here? Because in this case, you don't even need a real full kinyan here. To have a future Gilui Das to talk about kinyan, you know, that would not be a problem. But here, all you need, both by Yeush and by Truma, is a Nichusa. You just need a little bit of, you know, with the Bailim, appreciate it. So once you have the Gilui Das, that the Bailim are happy and appreciate it, that's why it's good. Ve'eno inyan lepluktas dabaya varava. If you say to try to get a real kinyan, to go backwards, to have a chalos, that's not what we're talking about here. V'chala plukta hu rak ba'ofan d'be'ina nichusa u'kigon b'yeyush te'ein kan inyan chalos. Rak heichoshin is Yashua Bailim. Once there's yeyush, and now I know the item is totally lost. Once there's nicha, I know that the status of truma now fully kicks in. That's not full. That's not a full kinyan. That's not a real chalos that has to go backwards. And that's why the Granat says that's the Havamid to compare Yeish and Truma. What's the answer? We're going to reject what the Gemara just answered, Shav Yishliach. The answer is that maybe Truma does need a full Hakna'ah, right, to make it into Truma. It's not just Yeush, which Yeush is Mashlum, the Shem Avud, which we haven't gone into that so deeply yet, but that's how some Achronim understand the concept of Yeush. It's a semi-lost item. Once I give up hope, it becomes a completely lost item. Right, we'll get back to that later in the parak. I alluded to the last year that we spoke about Yeush on a Dover Sheber Shuscha. Why is that not possible? We'll have to come back to that, but that's similar to the formulation that we just made. But either way, says the Granat, that's what the Gemara's comparison is here, because it is a low-level Gilui Das that you need in the future. And then, in Yonah Dioma, the Granat continues and says later on, Ach lefize kasha tuva, al mashakasava poskim, demutter lito esrog shel chaveiro, o leishev besukas chaveiro shalom idaito. Am I allowed to sit in somebody's sukkah without asking? Right, my sukkah, I don't have a sukkah, I go in. Can I use somebody's dal and meat? And they left it here from the first minyan. So am I allowed to take it without permission? Hey, it's the second day, I don't need lachem. Right, so can I use it? It's borrowed. So is that good enough? See, if you're telling me, you know, if you need a real kinyan, maybe it shouldn't work. But if you just need nichalei, so maybe here that would be good enough. Anyway, that's what he discusses here in Yana Dioma. Either way, that's the idea of das. The other important point to make here, which is the Meiri, like when the other Rishonim don't fully deal with this. What's the case here? What is the last line? If the Bailim say this, great, or not. What's the last line? If the Bailim then go and take more off, then Trumas or Truma, that it's for sure good. One second. How much is Truma? Truma is Ein Lo Shir Midaraisa. If I take off Truma, and then 5 hours later I decide, you know what, I want to give more Truma. Can I give more Truma? Is that also Truma? Truma is one Hafrasha. By Meiser, it's a certain amount, so we know, it's a tenth. So if I didn't take off a tenth yet, then the more I take off, you know, that works. But by Truma, if I take off Truma and I give it to the Kohen, and then I decide I want to give more Truma, is that Truma? It's too late. You were Mafresh Truma already. You can't be Mosif. Ask the Meiri. V'shema Tomar, hol v'niftaru kfar, b'masha Torah mashliach, heich rasha lohosif achar kach. How can you be Mosif? Right? Doesn't it say in the Mishnah Trumos in the fourth parak, Torem va'ala biyado achas mishishim, Trumos or Truma, Chazar va'hosif aleim, Chayevis b'maiser. If you try to add on, it's not Truma. So, says the Meiri, so what does it mean here that the Bailam came and then added on more Truma? How could that also be Truma? So the Meiri gives three answers, just in case he's very bothered by this. So the first answer is a Chiddush Gadol, but it's a Yesod Gadol. The Meiri says, that principle of not being able to be Mosif on Truma is only if you did it yourself. If you use a shliach to be mafresh Truma, then you're allowed to add on Truma. That mission is only talking about if you do it yourself, then it's done. But, he quotes this from the Chachmei HaTzarfatim, that, kol shetarim balapayis v'niftar, kol mashe Mosif, tevel hu. If you want to add on. Ava kol shenitra ma'idei acher, v'das balapayis la'ein yafe, ein tosfato mafka'as. Amazing. Number one. And then he says, I don't like that, because if you look in the Mishnah there, it sounds like even a shliach. So he says, maybe the answer is, well, when he got there, the shliach wasn't really finished yet. The shliach has taken off, but he was like still in the middle. Okay, that fits. That he didn't finish the Maisa HaFrasha yet. The third answer, he says, which he really likes, which is not, I wouldn't say it's the pshat of the Gemara, fully, but when the Gemara says im hosif benkach uvenkach trumas or truma, it doesn't mean that the extra hosaf is also truma. It just means if he's mosif, so then the original part is truma. because this counts as a gilui das that he's happy with what happened, but it doesn't mean that the extra part is also truma. So that's another way of reading the Gemara, and the Miri likes that one. Cain near Ali, he likes that shot of the Gemara. Okay, again, a lot more here. The idea of Rava answering for Abaya is also great in relating to the sugya of Elu ve'Elu, but we'll continue. Says the Gemara, Achanami Mistavra. This also is logical to say that the Brisa is talking about a case of Shav Yishliach. Because if he did not appoint the shliach here, then miyavi truma so truma. Then is it truma at all? If he didn't appoint the shliach, could he be mafresh truma without asking? Remember what are the sources for shlichus in the second parak in Kiddushin? Atem gam atem. The Torah includes a shliach. Ma atem l'daitachem, ma shluchachem l'daitachem. Right, you have to take off truma based on your own das or a shliach. El hachamayeski, so a person can't think of truma without asking you. El hachamayeski, now can go into shav yishliach. So it must be a case where a shliach was appointed. So then, what's the case? V'yomer leizil trom, v'lo omer leizil tromehani. So he says to him, go take off truma, but he didn't tell him how much to take off. And as we know, the mishnayos and trumas discuss how much is truma: 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th, right? Different shiurim. V'stami devalabayis kitarim mibeninus hutarim. And the stam of the balabayas is not only the ashir, but which produce. So stam of the milsa, he meant, is medium produce. Beninus, hutarim. V'ozal iuvatar miyafas. And he took from the idis, he took from the best stuff. Uba balabayas umatsu. And the balabayas found him who did this. And then he says, go, why don't you take the better stuff? So that's the case where we're not sure. So he had permission, but he might not have permission to do what he did. In Imtu Yafos Ban Shumaso Truma, Vimlav, Ain Shumaso Truma. Period. So try also is not a problem for either Abaya or Rava. The question is asked, don't we have a principle of Zachal Adam Shlobafanov? So why can't somebody be Mafish Truma on behalf of their friend? I'll go in, I know you're gonna have a busy day. So I'll think of Truma for you before you get there. And you go, I'm like, don't worry, Truma's already taken off, don't worry about it. So that's the sugya that the Ksos made famous. Why the Ksos make it famous? Really, the Truma Sadeshin discusses it. The Rama quotes the Truma Sadeshin. The Rama in Yoredeya quotes the Truma Sadeshin. The Ksos, obviously, only in Choshe Mishpat, discusses this. But the Truma Sadeshin is the case where a woman is baking challah, and then she goes out to the marketplace. And her mishareses, her servant, is in the house, and the case is, it's hard to know exactly what was happening, the dough had already risen, and if it wasn't baked right then, so then it would get ruined. So the Mishareta says to herself, you know what, I'm going to bake the challah now because it's going to get ruined. So she's mafresh challah off of the dough, and then she bakes the dough for the Ba'alas Abayas. So she was mafresh challah shelo b'rishus. So does that work? So the Truma Sadeshin says, sure it works. She saved the dough. Yira de shaper dami l'mevet hachi. De kiva de miskakela sa'isa, z'chusu lala Ba'alas Abayas, v'zachal adam shelo b'fanav. And said the Truma Sadeshin in Kuf Peches, I think she did a great job. The Ksos, and the Rama quotes this in Yaradeya and Hilchas Challah. In Hilchas Challah and Yaradeya. The Ksos, though, is not happy about this. The Ksos says, he coined the phrase similar. He says, Zachin le Adam Shalobafanov, not Zachin me Adam Shalobafanov. Right? The Achronim termed this phrase of the Ksos. This is Ksos in Reish Mem Gimel. You could be Torim for somebody, you could be Zocha for somebody, for them and get them something. You can't take something from them. Even if it's a schus for them, you can't take it from them. In this case of Truma, of Afarshas Truma and Afarshas Chala, what's the schus? The servant takes something from the woman, and in that way he's mezaketer. Who says that's a principle? Who says that works? Okay, it's a schus, but it's achin mei adam. So that shouldn't work, says the Ksos. V'im ki adati miyut erki laharher achar piske maharai uve pracha kvar halach acharav ramav ataz. I know I'm a nothing, since the Truma Sadeshin said it, and the Rama and the Taz held like it. Amnam manias daiti, I think it's wrong, based on a Rashba and a Darim, that it shouldn't work. Ava mafrish bishab alabayis ein zeschus ela nichusa ika v'shlichusa lav mitaras nichusu b'ina l'daitchem dafka. So it doesn't work. And therefore, the Ksos says it doesn't work. But that's why, and therefore, the Ksos says in this case, Nired de lo mafresha tarafresha mishareses. If this kalkala isa, tafresh balabayas, akrafia. You know what? She should have baked it. Right? But the evidence we pass that you could do afresha schala after you even bake it, right? If a woman forgets. So that's what should have been done. She should have baked it. Fine. but not bin mafresh until afterwards. That's the ksos, but again, that's zachin me adam, and that's why here regular shlichus, regular zachin adam wouldn't have been appropriate. Okay, weiter. A meimer mar zutra v'rav Ashi iklu lebustina to Mari bar Isak. These three great Amaram visited the Bustina, the orchard of Mari bar Isak. The good Ashas here quotes a Tosis in Yavamis that says there must have been two Mari bar Isaks, because sometimes in Shas you find he's around the later Amaraim. Here is Rav Ashi, Mar Zutra, the later Amaram, and sometimes he's earlier. Okay, two Mari bar Isaks. So they went to his orchard. I see Arise, Tamari, Verimoni, Vishade Kamayu. The sharecropper brought dates and pomegranates and gave it to them. A meimer of Ravashi achil, Mar Zutra lo achil. Ravashi ate from them, from the fruit that was brought to them. Mar Zutra did not eat from them. Adahachi, meanwhile, also Mar Bar Isak. Meanwhile, the owner came. Ashkechinu v'amalei l'arise. Amaylo Isis lul d'rabbanim hanach shapirta. Same kind of thing. Why didn't you give them the better fruit? Come on, these are very chashuv guests. So, Amrulei, a meimer of Ravashi l'Mar Zutra. So now the two Amaram that ate turned to the one that didn't eat and said, Hashta my lo achol mar. So why don't you at least eat now? V'atanya, inipsu yafas v'an shubasa truma. Right, there are better ones. So he's serious. So why don't you at least take part now? So amalu, he says, Hachay amarava. No. Lo amre echlachi chotel yafos el linyin truma bilvad. No, that was only said by Afrashas truma. You know why? Mishum de mitzvah hu v'nichalei. People, it's a mitzvah to be mafresh truma. So that's why, that you could assume he's serious when he says that you should have taken off the better ones. Aval hacha mishem kisufu damar hachi. But here, it's just because he's embarrassed. The guy's embarrassed because we all came to his orchard and the arbiters didn't give better ones. So he doesn't really mean it. Deep down, he doesn't really mean it, and that's why I still don't want to take from the from his items. The mitzvah of Hafreshes Truma we have discussed often in the past. How many mitzvahs are there in Hafreshes Truma? That's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban counts two separate mitzvahs of Hafreshes Truma: the Hafresha and the Nesina. The Ramban in Shoresh Yud Beis, he discusses this with the Rambam. He says, what's my big raya? That there are two separate mitzvahs of Hafresha and Nesina, the bracha. The Gemara Menachah says you only make a bracha by the final stage of a mitzvah. Not when you write a mezuzah, when you affix a mezuzah. Not when you put tzitzit on the baguette, when you wear. Not when you build a sukkah, when you sit in a sukkah. Right? So why do you make a bracha when you're mafresh the truma? It must be that that's already a separate independent mitzvah. You don't make a bracha later on because you've already started the process. But even if it's a separate stage, maybe a chazal only enacted a bracha at the beginning of the stage, which is a separate entity. But the Ramban says you make a bracha by afrasha. So that shows that that's a separate mitzvah. The Rambam only counts one mitzvah of truma, hafrasha and nesina. And the Nosei Kalim on the Sefer HaMitzvahs discuss, well, what's the ikker? And it's fascinating, some of their formulations. If you look in the Leif Sameach or the Marganita Tava, the Mefarshim on the Sefer HaMitzvahs in Shoresh Yud Beis, is it that the Rambam holds the afrasha is the ikker? Nesina is the gemar hafrasha. Or is it the opposite? The Nesina is the Iker. Hafrasha is Haschalas Nesina. Right, which is the Iker and which is the Tafel. Either way, the Rambam only counts one mitzvah. And there are two parts of the process, while the Ramban counts two. So when the Gemara here says, Mishum de mitzvahu, so which mitzvah is it? Is it Hafrasha? Is it Nesina? Is it both? That's the discussion of the Gemara. And one final point, and then we'll get to the next source, and that is the Chashuk Yechemet of the day. Says the Chashuk Yechemet, says of Zilberstein, somebody buys Mafter Yonah, and he's very excited about it, and he's going to get Mafter Yonah. And guess, sometimes, you know, people daven somewhere else in the morning, and then they come for Mincha and Ne'ilah. All of a sudden, by Mincha, the guy's Rebbe walks in. He's like, oh my God, I'm going to take Mafter Yonah, my Rebbe walked in. So he gives it, he tells the guy, I call up his Rebbe. And he calls up his Rebbe, but the Rebbe's like, he only called me up because I'm his Rebbe. He really doesn't want to give it to me. Right? So I don't want to take it. But how could I not take it? There's also halacha in Maseches Brachos. You can't refuse an aliyah. You can't refuse an aliyah. Somebody's gonna call you up, right? The Gemara says in Brachos, right? So so what do you do in this case, right? Shlosha dvar makatzrin yomav v'yishnosav shel adam. Mishen nosen lo sefer Torah likros ve'ino kare. Right? So the Rebbe's stuck here. So what do you do? So he says, well, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Kuf Lamed Tes that if there are good reasons why you don't take the aliyah. Like, let's say the Balkore is going to have, the Ola is going to have to be the Balkore, and you don't know it. That's a good reason not to take the Aliyah, right? In the Sephardic shuls where you're going to have to read it yourself. Or if there's some other good reason not to take it. What if, I know I got an Aliyah this morning and I want to give it to somebody else. Or you know, I'm going to have to give it an Adava for Tztuk if I get this Aliyah. And I don't have enough money to give. So then it's not a problem of a Katsunyon Shalal Shal Tadal. So here maybe there's a good reason. Here there's a good reason. And he quotes, there are other great people that pushed aside, you know, certain misimot. Right, the Chavetz Chaim, he quotes a story that one time there was only one esrog in town. Chavetz Chaim didn't use it because the other Rav in town wouldn't have been able to use it. It would have been embarrassing for him. Moshe Rabbeinu was Masarif to bring the Gula because he was worried about Aaron HaKohen. Right, so he quotes, it could be that if everybody realizes that it's because the Rebbe walked in, even if he was called up already, he doesn't have to take the Aliyah. Even if he was called up already, because, like our Gemara says, Mishum Kisufa Hu Da'avid. He doesn't really want to give me the Aliyah. Mishum Kisufa. And then it says at the end, he says when the stipler, towards the end of his life, he had difficulty breathing. And going up to his apartment, there was 10 steps, and instead all the neighbors built like a ramp to make it easier. And it says the stipler never used the ramp because he wasn't sure if the neighbors built it, Baratzen Shalem, Baratzen Mukhlat, or it was just because he was the stipler, so they built... Anyway, that's the story that is quoted there. Okay, weiter. Tashma, second to last line. As we see here, Elam Metzias is chock full. Odeo Hatalalan. Again, a totally different context. Again, the issue is a Gilui Das in the future. We know there's a concept of Hechshol Kabal Tuma. For food to become Bekabal Tuma, the food has to become wet with one of the seven liquids after it has been detached from the ground. Rain falls on all fruits and vegetables when they're attached. But after they're detached from the ground, they have to become wet with one of the seven liquids, Yad Shach Adam, one of those seven liquids. So Odeo Hatalalehen, and the owner has to be happy that it got wet. It has to be physically wet, as is described at the beginning of Machshirin, and it has to have nichusa. So Odeo Hatalalehen, if the owner finds out about it when the dew is still on it, v'samach, and he's happy about it, harizeh b'chiyutan, fine, that's called kiyutan, meaning it is hukshal lekabal tuma. Nagvu, but what if it is dried off before he finds out about it? Avo bisha samach, even though if he's happy about it, when he finds out, ena b'chiyutan. It's not mukhshar lekabel tuma. You don't say that, oh, now that he found out about it, you can say that when it was nicha, even when it was wet. So time am I, la mishum, de lo amrinon, because you don't say, kiva digloi milsa, de hashta nichale, me karnami nichale. You don't say, well, future nichale goes back. So again, kasha nabaya, almost everyone was a kasha nabaya, right? Because you see here, this one is a raya to abaya. Most of them were kashas on Abaya. Right? Abaya says, lo havei yeush. So it sounds like for me, lo havei gilui das, it wouldn't work. Answer, shani asam, dechsiv ki yitain, achi yitain. No, the word in the Torah is ki yitain. So it means, until he actually puts liquid on it. So yachi reishanami, but what do you mean? He has to actually put liquid on it? So why does it work if he finds out about it while it's still wet? Hasam ki deraf papa. Deraf papa rami, deraf papa, he says, wait a second, ksiv ki yitain, vekarina ki yutan. The Pasuk says, Yud Tav Nun, which you would read as Yitain. But the Nekudos that we know of are Yutan, meaning it is put, not you put. HaKetzad Be'inan Ki Yutan Dumyid Ki Yitain. We compare the passive and the active. Ma Yitain Ladas, just like if you put it on, that's Ladas. Av Ki Yutan Nami Ladas, meaning it's a special Zeres HaKasim, that Hechshol Kabal Tuma requires the Das and the Nichusa of the owner at the time that it is wet. But again, it's nothing to do. You can't compare it to other contexts that require Das. The Ritva here says, even though elsewhere we have the Sugya of Yesh Eim LeMikra, Yesh Eim LeMisores, do you go by how a pasuk is written? Do you go by how it's read? Here, you go by both. Why? Because there's no machlokas between them. Right? Sometimes there's a machlokas. Like, for example, the Gemara says at the beginning of Sanhedrin, how many walls are needed for a sukkah? Do you darshan basukas or basukos? Right? Because there's a difference between how it's read and how it's written. And there's a contradiction between them. But here, it's just different dinim. They could go together, yutan and yitain. And therefore, the Ritva says you could hold of both. Period. Tashma, last one. And that's going to be the winner. Right? Number 12. According to the calculations. Tashma, last try. How do I know that a lost item that got washed away by a river, and I find it, it's mutter. What was called on yesterday's daf? Zuto shel yam. It was just washed away and it went into the water. Dichziv v'chein tasel lachama ro v'chein tasel l'sim l'so v'chein tasel l'chol avidah z'chi chasher tovani menu umitz asa. That's the pasuk by Hashem Asaveda. What do you have to return? Misha avuda himenu umitzuye it's a kol adam. Something that is lost from the owner, but it's found, but it's to other people. Yata zazu, excluding something that came from the water. Shavuta mimenu veinu mitzuye it's a kol adam. Right? This item is lost from everybody. So it's something that's lost from everybody, so it is totally mutter for you to take. And the Gemara says, we compare now, the Isura Dumiya de Hetera. We compare the Isser. Isser means where you're not allowed to keep it. Where there is a mitzvah, we compare that to Heter, where you're allowed to keep it. Ma Hetera, Bain de Ispa Simin Ubed de Lespa Simin Shara. Just like the case of Zuto Shoyam, where it gets washed up from the water, right? Even if it has a Simin, you're allowed to keep it. So Afisura, Bain de Ispa Simin Ubed de Lespa Simin Is Asura. So too in the case of Isser, meaning the case where you're not allowed to keep it, even if it has a simon or it doesn't have a simon, it's still usur, right? What do you mean? Ain bo simon, he's going to have yeish about it when he finds out about it. No, it doesn't matter. It's still usur. Tiyufta de Rava tiyufta, even though it doesn't sound like such a strong, you know, maybe Rava would learn that differently. Either way, the Gemara says, tiyufta de Rava tiyufta, velchazak avasi da baya b'yalkagam, and therefore, Rava is knocked out. Other, the Rishonim say, maybe it's not such a strong tiyufta, but it's knocked out, and and this is one of the six Yalchagams. This is the Yud, the first one, Yesh Lomidas. Most of them are known. There are some machlokas, like what's Lamed? Lamed is a machlokas, Rashi and Tosa is what that is, but these are the six cases where we paskin like Abaya, Yalchagam. Vaiter. So now that Rava has been knocked out lahalacha, and therefore we pass in lo haveyesh. Hani tamri dezika hechi achlin lahu. So those dates that the wind caused to fall. So how do we eat them? How do we eat them? Right, the owner doesn't know about them yet, does he? Isn't it yesh lomidas? Since the creepy crawlies get them right away, I'm sorry, since the creepy crawlies get them, so then, you know, it's the guy does have yesh. It is midas. It's not shalom midas. So Gemara says, so what about if it's property owned by Yisomim, or if it's dates owned by Yisomim? They can't have mechila. So what about in that case, why am I able to pick them up then? So Amar Lei, Baga Bar Diasmi, Lo Machsakinan. The whole world doesn't belong to Yisomim. If you have an area, you can assume that it doesn't belong to Yisomim, and therefore there's Mechila and Yeush. Mochsak Va'omed Mai, but what if you know for sure these are dates of Yisomim's? Karchasamai, or you know it's an enclosed area where the Shkatzim and the Ramatzim don't get to? See, right, in that case, you wouldn't be able to keep them, it would be usur, because that would be yesh lomidas, and we paskin like Abaya. The Achronim wonder, you know, why aren't you choshish by every Aveda? Oh, it belongs to a katan, or a yasom. So the answer is, you go by the rov. You go by the rov. I ain't holchim b'mamon achra rov. This is different. This is different than maybe the Achronim wanted. Maybe this is a Ruba Delessa, come on. There's others. There's other types of reasons why we would follow the Rove in this case, and you could assume there was Yesh. Period. Last section, let's start it for now. Krichos Bereshos Rav Mahari Shalo. So now we're getting back to the Mishnah. We're finished with the Yesh Lo Midas for now. So the Krichos and Rishos Rabim. This was the items on the list. You have bundles and Rishos Rabim. You're allowed to keep. So says the Gemara. Omar Rabbah, Yafilu B'davar Sheish Bo Simin. Even if it has a simin on it, Rabbah says, you're allowed to keep it. Amaksava Rabbah, why? What about the simin? Simin Hasli Lidareis Lo Abi Simin. If it's a simin that could be trampled off, and you can assume if it's in the street, people are going to step on it, and it's going to come off, so that's not a simin. Rabbah Amar Rabbah says, no, our Mishnah is Lo Shana El B'davar Sheein Bo Simin. Rabbah says, the Mishnah is only about a case where there is no simin on the Krichos. Avo B'davar Sheish Bo Simin Chayav L'Hachris. But if it has a simin on it, then you're not allowed to keep it. Amaksava Rava Simin Asili Dereis Havi Simin. So Rava holds, right, so it must be that's what he holds. Even if it's going to be trampled off, it's still a good simin. So some have this machlokas between Rabbah and Rava on our Mishnah. V'ika Demasi L'Hal Shmaitza Ban Fein Apshea. Some have it separately, just as a different machlokas. Simin Asili Dereis. Rava Amar Lo Havi Simin. Rava Amar Havi Simin. A separate machlokas. What's the Nekudas of machlokas? Why would you say Havi Simin, Lo Havi Simin? So let's say, why would you say Lo Havi Simin? So the Pashas is, because the guy has Yeush. Even if he knows it has a Simin, but if it's in the street, so then we assume that the guy is going to think it got trampled off, and that is why the Bailam are Misyayish. That's what Rashi says here. She'ein Bailav Somech Lases Bo Simen. Meimer Amar Nishchas HaSimen. Right, you assume it got trampled off. The Ramban quotes another idea, not just that it would be no simen, but maybe there was a simen and it got changed, and now it looks like a different simen, but the Ramban himself doesn't like that idea. He just thinks it's regular yeush, and therefore it would be a case as if it's no simen here. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, we'll continue next time with Tznan as we continue here in Elu Mitzias. Okay, we'll stop here.